That's the way to win. That's the way to grow over here. That means coming to Seder every day, coming to Shir every day. If you're part of the process, you can gain so much more. Much of what we find in this Shir, you can ask some of the veterans in the Shir. Very often, Shir grows from day to day. So if you miss a couple of days, you're not going to... It's not only that you miss that day, but you're not going to get the next day. It's so important to have a sense of consistency. So if we have consistency, and we care about our time, and we get Siyata Deshmaya, Mitzvah Hashem will have a very productive semester together. Okay. Okay. Maybe we should do the names first. You think we should do attendance?
Let's see what we can do over here.
Okay. The Mishnah says, "Hashutfin shiratzu lasas mechitza b'chotzer bonenes akosel beemtza. Mokom shinagu livnos gevil gozes kfisin levenin bonen akol kiminig hamedina." The Mishnah sets forth the principle that if shutfin, if partners in a chotzer, partners in a courtyard, are ratzu lasas mechitza, that's the lashon of the Mishnah. They ratzu lasas mechitza, so then they make a kosel, a very significant separation. Depending on what the minig in the particular place is, either gvil, gozes, kfisim, levain, in different sizes, in width of the kosel. The Mishnah later on says that the kosel in height is going to be dalet amos. It's a high kosel, it's a wide kosel. This is all dependent on the shutfim being ratzu lasos mechitza. What does it mean that they're ratzu lasos mechitza? So if you look at the first Gemara, you see there are two different lashonos. It's actually two different amudim. It's a long sugya. We'll get to it in Mitzvah Hashem slowly but surely. But the Gemara has two different interpretations as to what the words ratzu lasos mechitza mean. What poshet is the taichveret of the words? What do the words mean? How do you translate the words? The first lashon of the Gemara is what? That ratzu lasos mechitza means, anyone? Guda. Mechitza means, pshuta kamashmo, as you would expect it to mean, it means a wall. Ratzu lasos mechitza, if the shutfim agree to make a wall, so then, bonenes hakosel be'emtza, then they build the kosel. What's the chiddush? They want to make the wall, so they build a wall. Whatever they want to do, they could do. So the Gemara says, no, there's a big chiddush in the Mishnah, and that is what? What? Rowi? Once they agree, you have to build a wall, but if they wouldn't have agreed to build a wall, they wouldn't have to build a wall. Why not? Because hezek rialav shmei hezek. That's the first time that we see this phrase. The Gemara in the Lishna Kama says that Ratzu Lasas Mechitza, this is the posh of Shad in the Mishnah. If you were to come to this Mishnah and say, Hashutfin Sheratzu Lasas Mechitza, what does that mean? Ristama Ratzu Lasas Mechitza means they agree to build a wall. So what's the Shaila? Of course, if they agree to build a wall, they have to build a wall. The answer is if they don't agree to build the wall, then there's no obligation to build the wall. Why not? Why would I think that there should be an obligation? So for that, the first lesson of the Gemara explains, I might think that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. We know that there are different kinds of nezikin. There's an Adam who is mazik. There's Mammon that's mazik. Shor, Bor, Mave, right? Shor, Bor, and Esh, Keren, Regel, Shem. We know a little Bava Kama. So there are many different mazikin out there. So clearly one has to be marchik whatever mazik that he has, either himself or his Mammon. He has to be marchik that from the other individual. The question is, here, there is no mazik per se. A person is not mazik biadayim, the other is not mazik biadayim, the other individual is not taking a sledgehammer to his house, to his car, he's not ripping up his property, he's just looking. He's doing what some of the Sfarim call visual trespass. I think that's the phrase that they have. He's looking into the other property. Is that significant enough to require a separation to prevent that hezek from occurring? The first lashon says no. Hezek rialav shmei hezek, so if they didn't agree, they don't have a personal agreement, a personal hischaivus, if you will, to build the kosel, there's no obligation to build a kosel. Halachically, intrinsically, there is no obligation. It's only because they agreed to do so, then there's an obligation to build that kosel. Without the obligation to build a kosel that they took it upon themselves, there's no chiv to build a kosel because hezek riyah lashmei hezek. That's the Lishna Kama of the Gimel. But then there's a Lishna Basra, that's on Dav Gimel. The Lishna Achrina is... Savrua, my mechitza plukta. Mechitza is not a guda, but rather it's a plukta. It means a separation. Shutfin shiratzu lasas mechitza bechatzer means that they agree to separate the chatzer. They haven't talked about building a wall, no. They just agree to make a separation. Once they agree to make a separation, then they're obligated to build this kosel. They're obligated to build a kosel with a height of dalet amos, with a width of 6 tvachim, 4 tvachim, 5 tvachim, whatever, a significant width. Where does that come from? They just agreed to make a separation. And bechlal, why do they have to agree to make a separation? Why can't one obligate the other person to make the separation? So the answer to the second question is that obviously we're talking in a case of a chatza she'ein bo din chalukah. We're talking about a chatza that naturally does not have an obligation to split, or I shouldn't say that. It's something that halakhically the Torah doesn't look at as being ro'i lakach, as being worthy of a separation. They could decide that they want to separate anyway, that they want to split up the property. This is a joint property, a property of Shutfin. But it's less than 8 total amos. So if it's less than 8 total amos, if they were to split up the property, each one would get not even 4 amos. If each one's not going to get 4 amos, the Mishnah later on says, that's a chatzah she'ein bo din chalukah. If you don't have kedila zeh u kedila zeh, if by splitting up the property you won't have enough to have some minimal, significant property for usage for each and every individual, that's a chatzah she'ein bo din chalukah. Rashi on Beis HaBeis alludes to that Mishnah. That if it's less than 8 amos, you don't have kedila zeh, kedila zeh, neither one can force the other one to divide the chatzah. But let's say you do have kedila zeh, kedila zeh. Let's say you do have the eramos. So it is a chatzah sheyesh bo din chaluka. So then they can force each other to split the chatzah, but how much? How could they force each other? Yes, they certainly could force each other to make a simple line of demarcation. Mesifas bialma, as they call it. You know, a little wall. Mesifas, a little mesifas, 10 tefachim tall, very thin, maybe etzos tkuim bekarka, like Rashi calls it. You put some sticks in just to demarcate, to designate different areas of the chatzer, part belonging to one individual, part belonging to the other individual. But can they force each other to build a significant wall, a kosel, like the Mishnah? A kosel that's dalet amos high and it's very wide? The first glance, you'd say no. Says the second lashon, no. They can force each other, even without a personal hischaibus, even if they didn't obligate themselves to build any kosel, they can force each other to build a kosel as long as the chatzer is yeshba din chaluka. And that's in one of two ways. Either if the chatzer is more than 8 amos, so naturally it's yeshba din chaluka, or even if it's less than 8 amos, so naturally it would not be yeshba din chaluka, but they agreed to divide the chatzer, so now it's yeshba din chaluka based on their agreement. In either case, says the Lishna Basra, now either one can force the other to build not just the Mesifas, but a regular Kosel. Why? Build a Kosel. They just agreed to separate the Karta. Either naturally the Chatzar is separatable, or they agreed to separate. But why should that obligate either one of them to build a Kosel, to build such a significant wall? The answer is what? Hezek Riyashme Hezek. The second Lashon says that Hezek Riyashme Hezek, that this visual trespass, this visual damage is significant. It's significant enough to demand of each individual to be misalik that Hezek, to get rid of that Hezek, to prevent themselves from being mazik the other individual. So that's why automatically, once this is a chatzah sheyeshba din chaluka, either naturally because it's more than 8 amos, or because they agreed in the chatzah she'einba din chaluka to make the chaluka, in either case, now either one of them can force the other one to make a kosel, not just the mesifas, not just the chaluka with the mesifas b'yalma, but they can force each other to build with a kosel to prevent or to remove the hezekriya. This is the machlokas, the two lashonos. The first lashon says that hashufa shiratzu la'asas mechitza b'chatzer is that they agreed to build a kosel. Without them agreeing expressly to build a kosel, there'd be no right on the part of either shutuf to force the other one to build a kosel. They could build a mesifas, but that's it. Hezek riyalav shmei hezek. The second lashon holds, no, hezek riyashmei hezek. So if hezek riyashmei hezek, you don't need ratzu lasos mechitza to mean what you think it means. There's no question that the lashon, the lishna kama of the gemara, is a simple pshat. That's the simple understanding of the words of the Mishnah. Ratzu lasos mechitza means ratzu lasi the pshat in the Mishnah. Because since we hold hezek riyashmei hezek, says the second lashon, why do you need ratzu lasos mechitza then? Must be ratzu lasos mechitza has to be understood differently. The ratzu lasos mechitza means that they agreed to make a separation. Why should they have to agree to make a separation? And then once they agree to make a separation, you'll say automatically we can force them to build the kosel because of hezek riyah. Why should they have to agree? The answer is it must be talking about chatzah she'ein bo din chaluka. So naturally, this chatzah is not dividable. There's no obligation to divide it al pidin. So they have to agree to make that chaluka in order to make this into a chatzah she'yesh bo din chaluka. And now, once this chatzah is understood that it should be divided because they both agreed to divide it, so now the din of hezek riyah shmei hezek kicks in and it forces either shutuf to build a real wall, not just a flimsy, short, mesivas bi'alma of ten tfachim, a thin wall, but rather to build a full kosel, gvil gazus kfisin, etc. Okay, these are the two lashonot that the Gemara has. So now that we understand the definition of the first one, hashutuf and shuratu lazim, mechitza b'chotzer, now we can look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? Hashutfin, sheyesh lo chotzer b'shutfus. They have this chotzer in joint ownership, a partnership, but the shnei psuchim v'socha, and the batim are opening into the chotzer. V'chol chotzer es sheshanu chachamim lifnei habatim hein, v'rov tashmishan b'chotzer. Says Rashi, the chotzeros, when the chachamim talk about chotzeros, it's always in front of the batim. You have this in different places in Shas. But there's a bias that we have a lot. So you have a bias with an entrance. Right. You have another bias. That's the entrance of the bias. And the bias, the two batim open into a chotzer. Like this is a bias. They open into a chotzer. And then they can open it into different things. They can open into a mavoi, Rishas Sarabin. They can open into a public thoroughfare, or they can open into another private alleyway that's owned by different chatzers. That's a classical chatzer. The chatzer is in front of the batim. We can't really relate to this idea. We normally assume that the chatzer that people use bizman hazeh is the backyard. Most people don't use their front yard. Maybe they can sit out on the front yard, but they don't really use it very much. They have grass on the front yard. We use our backyard. The chatzeros at the time of the Chacham apparently were normally chatzeros in front of the batim. That's what they were. It says Rashi, Rov Tashmisha b'chatzer. Most of the Tashmisha, most of the usages that a person has were in the chatzer. So the Mishnah is talking about, let's say the Shufim want to divide that chatzer. They own the chatzer b'shutfus in partnership. They each one has a bias opening into the chatzer. So if they want to divide the chatzer, they can do so. That's what we're talking about in the Mishnah. Why does Rashi add Rov Tashmishan Bechotzer? The first part of Rashi is just defining the terms. He's saying, Shufan Shiraz Lassus Bechitzer Bechotzer. What's a Chotzer? What's a Bayis? So the Chatzeres that the Chachamim were talking about, they were Chatzeres before the Batim, good. But then Rashi says, Rov Tashmishan Bechotzer. That's the first significant addition that Rashi is adding that's not just definitional. Rashi's adding something, telling us something about a Chotzer. Somehow that's significant to understand the Mishnah. Rov Tashmish Bechotzer. Why is that so important? Did you see someone who talks about that? Anyone? Who?
Maram.
What's the Maram, Eddie?
Okay. Maram says that because the Maskan of the Gemara is that Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, so it must be that Rov Tashmish.
That's why it's so important. Before you even start looking at the Mishnah, you first have to put forward the two Lashonas. The Maram says that the second Lashon of the Gemara, and parenthetically, I should point out we passed him like that Lashon, the Rosh. Rosh says, Tosis as well, Tosis Sabruha points out that since the Gemara deals a lot on the Beis and the Beis with that first Lashon, it's a lot of kashas against the first Lashon, and then it mentions the second Lashon, doesn't ask any questions against the second Lashon, that would seem to imply that we pass on the second Lashon, meaning we should pass on the Hezek, Riesh, Mehezek. The Rif seems to pass on this way. So that's the Lashon that many of the Rishonim and the Achronim are going to take in terms of discussing the Mishnah. They assume Hezek Riyash Mehezek. So what the Mishnah is telling us is that if you're talking about Chatzah She'en Bagan Chalukah, then the Shulchan have to agree to make the Chalukah in order to obligate them to build the full Kosel. But if we're talking about Chatzah She'esh Bagan Chalukah, which is probably the case of most Chatzeros, then you don't even need Ratzul Lasos Mechitza. Naturally there's an obligation. Naturally each one can demand from the other to build a dividing wall that's significant. Why? Because Hezek Riyash Mehezek. Zok the Maram. If you go like that Lashon in the Gemara that Hezek Riyash Mehezek, so Rashi might be telling us something important about that Lashon. Rashi might be telling us that when do I assume that Hezek Riyash Mehezek? That's because Rov Tashmishan Bechotzer. If Rov Tashmishan Bechotzer, then the Hezek Riyah is going to be a Shmei Hezek. It's not just a fly-by-night Hezekiah. No, since Rov Tashmishan Bechotzer, since most of the usages of the person are going to be in the Chotzer, or we could even add, Rov Tashmishan Tznuim are in the Chotzer. Most of a person's private activities that he's going to be doing, he certainly does a lot of private activities in his house, but many private activities that he does outside, most of them are going to be taking place in the Chotzer, So that's why Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. If it's just one activity once in a while, maybe that's not significant enough. Maybe what Rashi is telling us is that the reason why Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, Rashi might be going with the Maskon of the Gemara. Doesn't always have to be that way. Maram says that's what this Rashi is saying. Rashi's going with the Maskon of the Gemara, the Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So if that's the case, Rashi might be limiting, he might be qualifying, and saying the only time the Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek is if Rov Tashmish and Bechotzeh. If Rov Tashmish and Bechotzeh, then we can understand why Hezek Riyah is going to be significant, and the Shutim can demand a Kosel in order to prevent each other from being Mazik the other with Hezek Riyah. This is one approach. Is Rashi only working with a Lishna Basra? From the Maram, you get the impression that that's the case. The Shita Mekubetzes offers a different interpretation. The Shita Mekubetzes suggests that maybe Rashi could be working with the Lishna Kama as well. Meaning maybe there's a Chiddush in Rashi according to both Lishonos. The Maram could be right. The Shita actually has a different understanding of the Chiddush according to the Lishna Basra, but we're not even going to go there. The Maram could be right in the Lishna Basra, but the Shita Mekubetzes, I can give you a Chiddush in the Lishna Kama as well. What's the Chiddush in the Lishna Kama? Again, what does the Lishna Kama say? The Lishna Kama says that Ratzul Lasas Mechitza means they agreed to build a Kosel. Without agreeing to build a Kosel, there is no obligation to build a Kosel. Neither one can demand from the other to build a Kosel. Because Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek. So what's Rashi saying? Rov Tashmish and Bechotzeh says the Shita Mekubet says, I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. It's Pashut. What's the Chiddush? Anyone? What's the Chiddush according to the Lishna Kama, if you understand Rashi with the Lishna Kama?
That if what?
Again? If Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, yeah, but what's Rashi saying?
Sicha? Even though they could be working in the Chatzah, that's still not the
same. Even if Rov Tashmish B'Chatzah, nevertheless, Hezek Riyah is Lav Shmei Hezek. That's the Chiddush. The Maram would have you understand that Rashi is limiting the concept of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. The Shita Mekubetzes says that Rashi could be saying a Chiddush. That according to the Lishna Kama, Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, even if Rov Tashmish and Bechotzeh. Two different extremes. The Maram says Rashi could be working with the second Lashon and telling you that he's qualifying, he's limiting. He's saying the only time that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek is if Rov Tashmish and Bechotzeh. So many of the Tashmishim are going to be in Bechotzeh, so then Hezek Riyah is significant, it's Shmei Hezek, and there's an obligation to build a Kosel. But if you wouldn't have Rov Tashmish and Bechotzer, then perhaps there wouldn't be an obligation to build a Kosel. Interesting qualifier to that principle. The Shita says, no, maybe Rashi is saying a Chiddush within the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama says that Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, the only reason why there's an obligation to build a Kosel is because the Shutim agreed to do so. Maybe what Rashi is saying is even if Rov Tashmish and Bechotzer, nevertheless, the Lishna Kama will say that Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, and the only time that there'll be an obligation to build a Kosel is if what? According to the Lishna Kama, Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, even if Rov Tashmish and Bechotzer, when is there an obligation to build a Kosel? Only if they agreed to build the Kosel. They have to have their personal agreement to build a Kosel in order to obligate each and every one to do so. Okay, so far so good. So we can understand Rashi, Bein Lefi B'Lishna Kama, Bein Lefi B'Lishna Basra, either it's a limitation or it's a chish. Good. Let's look at the next Rashi. The Emtza. What did the Mishnah say? Hashofei Shoras L'Asim B'Chitza B'Chotze, Bonanes HaKosel B'Emtza. They build a Kosel in the middle. How would you have interpreted this word before we even look at Rashi? The Emtza. What does that mean? The Emtza what?
In the middle of the two properties.
In the middle of the two properties. Middle of the Chotze, right? Middle of the chutz. That's how I would have translated. Be'emtza chutz. The middle of the chutz. Let's see how Rashi interprets be'emtza. Be'emtza. Zenosim mechel bochatzim mokom ovi hakosel v'chenzeh. This one gives from his portion of the chutzer chatzim mokom ovi hakosel, half of the mokom for the thickness of the wall v'chenzeh, and this one as well. Is Rashi interpreting be'emtza the same exactly?
No.
Not exactly. It seems to come down to the same point, but it's not really the same.
It means between the two powers. Or like the emsa, meaning wherever the dividing line is going to drive, that is the divider of the wall. Meaning the wall is divided into emsa.
So what is Rashi saying? The emsa is telling me what?
The wall is equally to this one and equally
right.
to that.
That they each have to give up what?
An equal amount of space
in their property. So according to the Rashi, Be'emtza is telling me what? He's saying that the Shutim have to divide the wall in two ways. There are two two aspects of shutvus in this wall, if you will. They're dividing the wall, first of all, in terms of materials. The construction of the wall has to be paid for by both of them. But they're also dividing up this wall in terms of location. Materials as well as location. The location of the wall is going to be divided up equally. Each one is going to give up part of his property for that wall. Now, at first glance, is this really any different than what Zach was saying? Zach said it has to be in the middle of the property. Makom. Makom and binyan. That's what binyan means, the materials for the construction of the wall. Makom means area of the property. Is it really so different? Yes.
Why should we assume that bias number one is the same amount of part of the chatzar as bias number two?
Eitan says, well, who claims that they're shutvim, they're equal shutvim in the chatzar? Maybe they're unequal shutvim. Maybe one has a greater percentage of the chatzar than the other. So is that significant in terms of what Rashi is saying over here? If Rashi had said, just one second, if Rashi had said be'emtza means that they build it in the middle of the chatzar, they build it in the middle of the chatzar, v'su lo midi. That's all he had said. So what would I have said about Eitan's case? What would I have said about Eitan's case, Rishon? Let's say one owns 75% of the chatzar, the other one owns 25%.
That would apply more exactly to the pasuk shot about them. So it wouldn't be in the middle then, because then you would be unduly in one person's land over the other.
Okay, fine. But the Mishnah clearly says that they have to give equally to this kosa. So we could say, if Rashi says be'emtza means in the middle of the chatzar, so we could say Rashi's talking about a specific case. Rashi's talking about a normal case. The normal case is where it's 50-50. But if it's 75-25, maybe Rashi's not talking about that case. Maybe the halachos change if it's 75-25. If Rashi had said be'emtza means the middle of the chatzar, so we would have realized immediately, if it's not a 50-50 shutvis, clearly you're not going to be building the wall in the middle of the chatzar. So you're not going to be building the wall in the middle of the chatzah, so we would have to reevaluate all of the other halachos for such a scenario, for such a circumstance. The fact that Rashi did not say be'emtza means the middle of the chatzah would seem to indicate that the halacha that Rashi says applies in all circumstances. Whether the wall is in the middle of the chatzah or whether it's not in the middle of the chatzah. Let me draw a little. Okay? Forget that complicated picture. Let's just talk about a regular chatzah. Regular picture of a chatzah. We've got a chatzah over here. So one scenario is where it's 50-50. The other possibility is where it's 75-25. One owns 75% of the chatzah, the other owns 25% of the chatzah. There's no question that the mechitzah is going to be built, whatever mechitzah kosel that we're building, it's going to be built between the two properties. No one's going to say that, oh, he owns 75%, but we have to put it in the middle of the property, so let's put a mechitzah right here. Well, what's that going to accomplish? You're trying to put a kosel between the two properties, so there's no question that whether one owns 75% to 25% of his friend, or each one owns 50-50, the mechitzah is going to be going in the middle. But the question is, how much property in each person's reshus is the mechitzah going to take up? That's the relevant question. It's going to go between the two properties, but how much property is it going to take up? What do you think? So Rashi says it takes up half, right? They split the property that the mechitzah is sitting on. Not only do they split the construction of the mechitzah, but they split the property as well. The impression you get is that whether the mechitzah is built in the middle, 50-50, or whether it's built between the two properties on 75-25, they're still going to be dividing it equally in binyan and in makom. That's the impression that you get from Rashi. If Rashi had not said what he said, if he had said what Zach thought he should have said, be'emtza means the middle of the chatzer, I would have said Rashi's talking about this case, in this case alone. Because we know that in this case it's not going to be be'emtza chatzer. We can't build in the middle of the chatzer. Maybe the makom of the chatzer. Maybe they don't give equal amounts to the makom of the chatzar either. I'll tell you, that's logical. This one owns 75%, the other one owns 25%. Let him give 75% of the makom. Let the other one only give 25% of the makom. If Rashi had said be'emtza means the middle of the chatzar, we would have said Rashi's talking about this case. The classical case, the normal case, 50-50. The other case, that's open for debate. You can give a shir klali about it, whatever you want. But Rashi didn't say that. And because Rashi didn't say that, Sama Madaik, the commentary of the Prisha on the tour, is Madaik from Rashi, The Rashi holds in all circumstances whether the wall is going to be smack in the middle of the property, 50-50, or the wall is between 75% and 25%, Rashi holds in all circumstances they give equally, both in the construction of the wall and the materials, as well as in the makom of the karka, in the location, in the property itself that the wall is standing on. They are always going to divide equally. Prisha, the Prisha on the tour is Madaik from Rashi, that he holds that it doesn't matter where the wall is being built. Where the wall is being built is dependent on what percentage of the chotzer is owned by each shutif. It doesn't matter where the wall is being built. No matter where the wall is being built, Rashi holds they divide equally in the materials of the wall and in the property that's being given up for the wall to stand on. Simple.
And when Rashi states his qualifications for Din Chalutah, he says that the whole chotzer is 8 amos. It doesn't say that there's 4 amos to this one and 4 amos to this one. So if it's 7 to 1, you still have a Din Chalutah.
He says so Rashi himself is including both possibilities. Very good.
That goes along, and
okay.
Going along that,
okay,
that theory that if we look at the chotzer as a whole.
Very good.
Regardless of the
very good. Percent. Who says this? Who says this? Before, yes, Rowe, before we go on.
I thought you were maybe this is where the Maharam gets his spark. Tosos on Amazon basically say that when you might have like two dots, but there's no need for two dots, and where they ask the woman to put up an accent, is it Shita? Tosos say it's only a problem for that to the one who interprets the pizza as Buddha. But they say, the man are flips that is it, when you want to talk about it, and the Shun has a Gia, 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 maybe Rashi is also alluding to that in the second here too. But the Maharam is saying that he's already going past the movie by as a Kiddushmei Hezek. And that's why he's already saying
Maharam interpreted the first part of Rashi like the Lishna Basra. This is going within the Lishna Kama. So, where Rashi is straddling both sides of the fence.
Ansa, because you might have thought it wouldn't be Ansa because it's the Sita that puts it on.
Tosus in Dibra Matzil. The Kavan, right? Where are we? Bone. Ain't all this Bechelko Bishvil Kah. Madame Aputta is a Korean Sagami, the Mishmez agree, Yeshua Sayed the Dinner Kosel. About Ain't all this Bechelko Bishvil Kah. Hezekiah would require that he has to contribute to the Binyan HaKosel, but who says he necessarily has to give up part of his property? I hear, I like it. Shop. Has to give up the property. But that's what Be'emtza is telling me? That's what the word Be'emtza is telling me? Aha, maybe. I think it's a little bit far. It's a little far afield. Let's hold that. Okay, it's a good point, Rowie. Let's wait until we get to the sugya. Maybe we'll plug it back in to some things that we're going to say today. Okay, but it's a very good point. Okay, who makes this comment? Who says that no matter how much of the chotzer each shutuf owns, they're still going to share the property where the wall is going to be standing? Who says it beferish? The Yad Ramah, exactly. The Yad Ramah gives a case of Bechor and Poshet. You don't have to have a case of Bechor and Poshet. It's any case where the shutvus is not equal. Bechor and Poshet is a classical case. It's a natural unequal shutvus. A Bechor always gets Pishnayim. A Poshet means a simple son. There's no son that's simple, but Poshet, relative to this halacha, vis-a-vis this halacha, the Bechor gets Pishnayim, and the Poshet is going to get only one chelet. So the Bechor will have 66%, we'll have two-thirds, and the Pasha is only going to have a third. So after Ramah, in such a circumstance, they're still going to be dividing equally. Yes, you're going to put the Mechitza, you'll put the Kosel between the two properties. Kosel is not going to be in the middle of the whole Chotzer, but they will be dividing both in the Binyan HaKosel and in the Mokom HaKosel. They'll still be dividing equally. This is the Lashon of the Ramah. First piece, the first oath. The second of Ramasto below. Below Tema Hanimi Nehek of the Shavuot Chulki Lahadadi El Afilu Lo Shavuot Chulki Lahadadi the Yom Bechor Upashit Shabo Lachlo Tervayu Kiyavi Bein Bemakom Hakoso Bein Bevinyan Kehadadi Yavi. They're going to give equal amounts. exactly like the diuk that the Prisha has within Rashi. They're going to give equal amendments. Why should they give equal amounts? What's the svar? What's the svar to say that they should give equal amounts? They don't own the chatzar equally, so why should they give equal amounts? What's the answer?
Even if one of them doesn't want, they still has a read to both of them, and they're still benefiting from the preventative, whatever.
Say more. There is hezekriya to both of them, meaning, let's go with the Lishna Basra, that hezekriya shmei hezek. So if there is hezekriya to both of them, Steve? Hezekri applies equally. They own different parts, different percentages of a chatzar, but the idea that is pushing us to build a kosel, the factor that's pushing us, that's demanding of each shota to build a kosel, is hezekriya. Hezekriya is the same. They each have two eyes. They each are going to look into the private affairs of the other one. So why should one have to give more than the other? He says, "Ki misavid l'slukei hezekriya mehadadi huda misavid v'kevin d'tavaya b'hai hezekah kehadadi ninu d'tavaya mazgi ahadadi u'mechayvi kehadadi l'slukei hezekriya mehadadi dina hudiyavi be kehadadi hadadi, right? They have the same hezekriya. They're mazgi each other kehadadi. They're mechuyiv kehadadi. They're mechuyiv together to be misavid for hezekriya. So they should give equal amounts. Since the mechayev of the binyan hakosel is hezekriya, says the Ramah, there's no reason why one should have to give more in a kosel than the other, because they're equal in terms of hezekriya. Each one has the obligation to prevent their own hezekriya from the other individual. So since they're equal in terms of the factor that causes the obligation to set in, that causes the obligation to build a kosel, so they should have to split the kosel. That doesn't determine where the kosel is. The kosel relinquished has to be forfeited for the kosel. That should be equal, because they are equal in terms of the factor that is gorem, the obligation to build the kosel itself. This is the position of the Arama. This is what the Prisha is medayek in Rashi. Yes?
This was in the case that they are still shufis. They're still shufis, correct?
The Mishnah is still not shufis.
Okay.
Mishnah is still not shufis. The question is, why do they have to build the kosel? So for now, for the time being, now we'll work with the Lishna Basra. That's the Lishna that we passed on. You hold Hezek, Riya, Shmei Hezek. The question is, who has to give up more property? The answer? The Ramah and the Prisha B'das Rashi, they both say, neither has to give up more property. They both have to give up equal amounts of property, no matter what kind of percentage they have in this chatzah. Joey.
If you say they're going according to Hezek, Riya,
Shmei Hezek.
Right. It's still, Hezek, Riya holds someone back from using their property. So if some
Hezek, Riya holds of what?
Holds someone back from using their own property. That's what it is. I'm not going to use the property if someone's looking at me. So that still is based on the percentage of the land. If he's not going to use 75% of his land, that's going to be more.
You're saying something very longish. We're not going to get to this now. Okay? That's very important. Joey's pointing out, if you want to be careful about it, the concept Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek can be understood in two different ways. You can say either that my visual trespass damages you like a regular mazik, like a mazik be a dime. It's not be a dime. It's with Einayim, but I'm damaging you, or the pshat is no. The fact that I have the potential to look into your property, so that's going to cause you to hold back from engaging in all private activities that you would have done in your chatzah. It's a different kind of hezek. It's not that I'm going to damage you, because you're just not going to use the chatzah. Different kind of a damage.
The Gemara, though, with the guy.
Very good. Okay, we'll see. This is weeks ahead. Weeks ahead. Okay, we'll see. Mr. Hashem, good. I see a lot of you are holding in the sugya. Baruch Hashem.
Right. The whole thing is you looking at what I'm doing. I have no interest in looking at what you're doing.
I have no interest, or I don't want you to have the opportunity to be able to look. We'll see. We'll talk yet. Let's hold it. Let's take it slow. We got to build slow. We got to build the kosel slowly. Hopefully, once the kosel is built, you'll see it's going to be gvil. It's going to be gvil v'gosis. Okay. Who disagrees with the Yad Ramah and Rashi? Who says that it depends on the size, on the amount that each one holds and has in the chatzer? If it's a 75-25% chatzer, it's not equally owned. You're going to build the kosel between the two of them, and they're not going to have to donate the same percentage to the kosel. Each one will donate kafi, according to the percentage that they own in the chaser. Who says it?
Rabbi just asked. He disagrees with
the Ramah and Rashi. Right. The Prisha's version of Rashi.
Right.
He's not necessarily
right. Rashi. The Preacher's version.
Rashi only applies in the case where they own 50-50. And like,
right, but
agree.
The deal that the Preacher had is that Rashi would hold like the Yad Ramah if it weren't 50-50. So I want to know who says that if it's not 50-50, they would divide percentage-wise. Rashash. The Rashash says it, and not only does he say it, he brings a riot. We have to deal with the Rashash's riot. The Rashash says that if they don't own equal amounts of the chatzer, so then they have to donate according to the percentage of the ownership that they have, whatever value they have in the chatzer. The person who owns 75% of the chatzer, he donates 70 materials as well. The first Rashash on the Masechta. L'chora hoya nira, d'ze eino. A lot of abbreviations now, I'll be done, right? Hey nun dalad zayin aleph, right? L'chora hoya nira, d'ze eino, ela k'shech chalkein shavin. Avok shechelek echad godol mishach avero, nosnen l'fi ha'erech sheyesh l'chol echad ve'echad chelek bo. Rashash takes a stand. The Rashash says that if they don't own the same percentage of the chatzer, you don't divide it equally. You divide it based on how much of the chatzer they own. And he says, I'll bring you a raya. What's a raya? A raya from the Gemara later on. The Mishnah on Daf Zayin on the Beis, which is going to be quoted in the Sugya on Beis on the Beis, the Gemara on Beis on the Beis quotes many different Mishnayos later on to try to prove whether Hezek B'Yishmei Hezek or Lav Shmei Hezek. So one of these Mishnayos is the Mishnah on Daf Zayin. We're not going to see the whole Mishnah. Just push it. Just the first couple of lines. The Mishnah sets forth a principle. Kofanos olivnos beishar v'deles lechotzer. We can force the ben chotzer. Each shutuf in the chotzer can be forced to build a beishar v'deles for a chotzer. What's a beishar? What's a deles? A deles is a door. We know that. A beishar is like a guard booth. It's an entranceway into the chotzer, and the guard used to stand there. What's the idea? Why should you have to build a beishar or deles? So that's the benefit for the chutzah. Why? There are b'nei rishis harabim that are passing outside. So to prevent these b'nei rishis harabim from looking into the chutzah, we have a beishar and a delis. A delis creates a separation, a certain enclosure, so it prevents people from snooping in, from putting their face in. And the beishar is also going to prevent them from snooping in, because if you get burned security right outside the chutzah, someone stops by, wants to look in, they say, ID. So then the guy, okay, I'll walk away. Right? The guard prevents someone from looking in. Sometimes the guard prevents someone from looking in, right? So the goal of the Beishar or the Deles is to keep these B'nai Rosh Hashanah, the passerby, from looking into the Chatzah. So this Mishnah sets forth the principle that each one of the B'nai HaChatzah can be forced to contribute to this need of the chatzah. To keep the B'nai Rosh Hashanah outside of the chatzah, you have to have the Beishar or the Delis. Each one can be forced to contribute. How much should they contribute? Equally? If there are ten B'nai chatzah, so each one contributes equally? So, the Gemara actually on a different part of the Mishnah, but it applies to this part as well. The Gemara concludes that Lefi Mamon Govin. We collect from them based on the ownership, the percentage ownership that each one has in this chatzah. That's what the Gemara concludes on Daf Zayin on Beis. So Beishar Adelis, Kofin also Livnos Beishar Adelis, Lechotzer, Govin Lefi Shvach Mamon, Govin Lefi Erech Mamon Shebechotzer. Depending on how much value, how much ownership each Ben HaChotzer has, that will determine how much he has to contribute for the Beishar. If the Beishar costs $1,000, and one individual has, let's say, 10%, so he will have to contribute $100 worth. If everyone else has less than that, they won't have to contribute as much. So, says the Rashash, I have a raya from the Shulgi on Zayin Obeis. You see, we'll go over Lefi Shvach Mamon. So why should our Mishnah be any different? This is the next Mishnah, second Mishnah in the Perek. So Shuf and Shiratz Ulasas Mechitza B'chotze should be the same. Bonin Sakoso Be'emtza. They should have to contribute according to the Shvach Mamon, according to how much they own in the Chotze. If a Beishar and Delis, they have to contribute according to how much they own. So, you know, even though he doesn't quote Rashi, he doesn't quote the Deik of the Prishan Rashi, he doesn't quote the Ramah, but the Rashash basically is asking a Kasha. His Kasha is, I have a Mishnah and a Gemara in the Zayin Obeis that seems to say that we should follow the percentage ownership that each one has in the Chatzah. So that should be the Halacha in our Mishnah as well. He just assumes there's a Dover Pashat like that. So obviously, we're going to have to understand why the Yad Ramah wasn't concerned with the Mishnah later on. And why the Rashash wasn't concerned with the Taina of the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah has a good Taina too. If you're going with the Lishna Basa, which is how we paskin, that the reason why we're building the Kosel is because of Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. They're equal in terms of the Hezekiah factor. So why shouldn't they contribute equally? But on the other hand, in terms of Beishar Vedeles, the Mishnah and the Gemara later on seem to assume that they are unequal, that they should contribute based on the percentage of ownership that they have in the chutzah. What's going on with you? That's the kasha that we have to answer. Yes.
Two answers.
Does everyone get the question? Okay, before you get to the answers, does everyone understand the problem? The Ramah says that because the factor that forces the binyan of the kosel is the same for both, Hezekiah, they're equal. What's the Rashash going to do with that? And what's the Ramah going to do with the Rashash's raya from Dav Zion? On Dav Zion, you see, for Kofanos Olivnos Beishar Videles, you find that they're not equal. The Gemara itself says that Govan Lefi Shvaf Mamon. So if Govan Lefi Shvaf Mamon on Dav Zion and Beis, wouldn't Dav Beis, wouldn't we be Govan Lefi Shvaf Mamon? That's the problem. Shoot, Zach.
First of all, the Gemara later on says that public viewing is different than from individual viewing.
Hezekiah the Rabbin, Gemara and Beis on the Beis.
Yeah, that's first of all.
But just one second, what are you answering? You're trying to explain why Govan Lefi Shvach Mamon by public viewing? What's the difference?
Say no, because why the Rashash why the Mishnah...
You're telling me a chilek between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah. Yeah. That's the chilek that the Gemara and Beis on the Beis gives. But is it relevant to this question?
My second answer then.
Second answer. Let's go to the second.
Maybe it's normal to separate a chutzner, but a gatehouse with a guard is something you add. So therefore, it wouldn't be a raya. Because
it's only something you add, it's not normal to do that? If on the Mishnah on Zion and Beis, it seems like it's a tikkun hachatzah. It's mitzorche hachatzah. It's one of the needs of a chatzah. You want to keep all those strangers from poking their heads into the chatzah.
Yeah, but...
Noni?
I'm just comparing the two walls. The walls are very, very different walls. One wall, if you split a chatzah in half...
Just one second. Let me stop you right there. The Mishnah of Zion is not talking about a wall. It's talking about a Beishar and a Delis.
Okay, so...
Different item.
Right, so...
But they're both Tzarechei HaChatz.
Well, I'm saying the...
They're both needs of the Chatz.
Right, but the need of the wall that you build separating two parts of the Chatz there, that's a wall that each side has an equal length along the wall, let's say. But the wall that you have that goes to the Rishus HaRabim has 70% of this guy...
It's not a wall, it's a Beishar. The Beishar is for the Chatz there, so each person who's in the Chatz there shares
right,
that.
He only has 70%. He has 70% of that.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm not sure. I don't think it's clear. Brett, I think the answer is, of course, the Beis Shabbat, if you have one of 90% ownership of the Chatzer and one of 10%, of course, the majority of what the Chatzer are going to see is their portion.
Okay.
So you should definitely have to give more, whereas in other case, each one sees each other equally. It doesn't affect affairs more.
But just one second. But isn't it really equal if you look at it in terms of Joey? Neither one is going to be able to do tashmishin. So, what's the difference? It's mitzarchei hachatzer. Well, let me ask you the other way. If in the case of tzarchei hachatzer, we go over lefi shvach mamon. You're saying here he's not going to be. It's not going to be prevented from using the chutzner any more than the other guy. He is. If he owns more of the property, isn't he going to be prevented from using the chutzner more than the other person? One more, Herschel.
Maybe in the case of when we're all both, let's say we're both doing the same thing on the, both ships are doing the same thing on the line, so the root cause of building the wall is shared by both, but for an outsider to look in, the outsider looking in is, he's going to look more into the place where there's more of it. So the person...
That's similar to what Bradley was saying. I want to take a slightly different tack. Let's just back up a second. Until now, we've assumed that if you hold Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, the obligation to build the wall is what? It's due to what? If you have Hezekiah. Just like we know the Mishnah Bava Kama Daf Beis talks about different mazikin, odam, mamon, shor bor, etc. There's an obligation to be shomer, to watch one's property and oneself, that it shouldn't be mazik someone else. So to over here, in the context of Shechinim, there's an obligation to make sure that your hezekiah is not going to affect the other person. You're a mazik. A mazik always has to be mazik himself. A mazik always has to prevent himself from being mazik someone. That's what we've assumed till now. Hezek means you're a mazik. Du bist a mazik! Is an obligation to do whatever it takes to be mazik yourself or to be mazik your mamon from being mazik someone else. That's the pashut pshat. Some want to suggest maybe that's not true. If you think about it for a moment, this is not a classical hezek. It's a normal mazik. A normal mazik is my mama, my shor, my ish, my bor. It's somewhere else. Someone is coming to that area, and it's mazik that person directly. There. Let's take the case of shor. My shor is walking out. I open the door before my shor, and it walks out, and it damages your field by eating the tavu of the field. The shor is being mazik in your property. I have an obligation to get that shor out of there, to prevent him from doing that hezek. I'm using a jackhammer. I want to fix the road. I want to lay cable. I can't use the jackhammer in your property. I mean, if the government allows me to do it, well, but I can't dig in your property. It's your property. I'm going to destroy your property by doing that. I'm doing hezek by you. But is that what's happening over here? Here, I'm in my own reshus. This is the chutzner of shutfim. We each have a different pizet. We each have a different part of the chutzner. We'll divide the chutzner with the mesifas, but the chiyuv to build a kosel is to prevent hezek riyah. I'll stay in my chelik, you stay in your chelik, never the twain shall meet. Am I going into your chelik? So someone might say, yes, you are. Visual trespass. Your eyes are going into my chelik. Yeah, but they're not really going into the chelik in the same way as a classical mazik. You see, there are two ways of looking at this Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek principle. Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, the reason why we have to build a kosel due to Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, my Nazikin, a person has to prevent himself from being mazik someone else. He has to distance any koach hamazik that either is his own or that of his mamon from the other individual. Hachokas Nazikin. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that no. You are being mazik, but since it doesn't fall under the rules of regular mazik, because you're really just you're minding your own business in your own property, so okay, you'll look into the other person too, but you are working in your property. You're riding your bike in your property, hanging your laundry in your property, you're doing whatever you're doing in your own property. You're not called a mazik then. Maybe we shouldn't call you a mazik. Maybe you're just a mishtamish. You're using your property. Maybe the only time we should call you a mazik. So much so that you have a chiyuv harchaka, a chiyuv to distance yourself, to prevent that hezek. Maybe that's only true if you enter into the other guy's property and you do hezek by him. But here, you're doing hezek from a distance. I'm looking from afar. Maybe that kind of a hezek does not obligate harchakas nezik. The chiyuv to be marchak and nezek, maybe that's only if my hezek is going to enter into your property. In the other guy's property, you don't have a right to be. So if you enter into the other guy's property, or if your mamon enters into the other guy's property, it's called a mazik, and you have an obligation to be marchik. But if I'm in my own property, who says I'm called a mazik enough that I should have to be marchik? So why do I have to build the kosel? What does hezek riyah shmei hezek mean if it's not harchakas nezikin? Maybe the answer is that even if it's not really a mazik, but it still is a need of the chatzah. You can't use the property, as Joe was saying. You can't use the property if the other guy is going to be looking in. He's not a mazik, okay. Alpitin, he doesn't have a din of a mazik. So, since he doesn't have a din of a mazik, the regular klal of harchokas nezikin, might not work. The obligation to prevent hezek from occurring from me or my mamon from being mazik someone else, that doesn't apply to him, maybe. Because he's not going into the reshus of the nizak. He's mazik from afar. So maybe harchakas nezikin doesn't apply here. In this context, who has to be marchik himself? The nizak. It's his problem. I'm not being mad. I'm not going into his property. So maybe I don't have a responsibility to be marchik my hezek riyah. So why do I have a responsibility to build this kosel? The answer is, it's a zchus hashotfin. each shutuf in the chatzer has a zchus, he has a right, to demand of the other shutfim that they pay their fair share for all needs of the chatzer. To demand payment for all needs of the chatzer. If the need is understood, let's say there's some kind of a flood outside of the chatzer, there's some embankment outside the chatzer and it's going to flood into the chatzer, it's a need for the chatzer, they have to take care of it. They want to lay cable equally, and that's somehow necessary for the needs of the chatzer, it's not just the reshus. If they have to do something for the needs of the chatzer, so each shutuf has a right to demand from the other one, are you being mazik me? No, I'm not asking you to build a kosel because you're a mazik. No, maybe the din that a mazik has to be marchik himself, that doesn't apply over here. But it still is a need of the chatzer. There's no question there's a need here. So maybe I can demand of you, of the second shutuf, to build a kosel, not me din harchakas nezikin, but because I have a zchus to demand all the needs of the chatzer being taken care of by all of us. That's enough to me. That's exactly the difference. If it's a hachokas nezikin issue, so each one is mazik each other equally. If we look at hezekriah as being a significant enough hezek that the din of hachokas nezikin applies over here, then of course they're going to be equal. The Avraham is going to be right. But if we understand like the second approach, this is not really what you think. Hezekriah shmei hezek is not really what you think. It's not that we define you as a mazik. It's not that we've now expanded the concept of mazik. There's adam hamazik, there's mammon hamazik, and there's hezekriah. It's a new type of mazik. No, it's like a lower quality mazik. Because he's not really being mazik in the reshus of the nizik. He's operating in his own property, and he has right to be in his own property. So if it's not harchatas nizikin that demands the building of the kosel, but rather it's a schus hashotfim. Schus hashotfim. That you can demand that all needs of the chatzah be taken care of by all of the shotfim. If that's the case, then maybe we can understand why we should prorate it based on the amount of ownership that you have in the chatzah. And after all, isn't that what the Mishnah on Daf Zayin is really talking about? What the Rashash is really doing, if you think about it for a moment, is he's connecting these two Mishnahs. Iyad Rama would say the two Mishnahs have nothing to do with each other. The Rashash would say they have everything to do with each other. The Mishnah on Daf Zayin is talking about a case of Tikkunei HaChatzer. One shutuf can't demand from the other in the Chatzer that they should put up the Beis Shaar or the Delos because one shutuf is damaging the other. Right? No one's going to say that the Bnei Rish HaSarabim should have to put up the Beis Shaar or the Delos. The Mazik over there, in the case of Beis Shaar and Delos, is not building anything. So what's the obligation? The Mazik is obligated? That's Harchakas Nezikin? It's ridiculous. The Mazik is not contributing. The people on the outside are not contributing. It's the Bnei HaChatzah that are contributing. What are they contributing to? They're contributing to the needs of the Chatzah. The Rashash assumes that the building of the Mechitza on Daf Beis is also only viewed as a need of the Chatzah. It's not a real mazik, because you're sitting pretty in your own Rishus. You're not in a different Rishus. You're not entering with a koach hamazik into the Rishus of the Nizik and damaging him there. You're not breaking down his wall. Your shor is not eating his tevuah. Your eish is not burning up something in his property. You're sitting pretty in your own property. Why should I be called a mazik? The answer is you're not a mazik. The chiyuv to build a kosel is like the Mishnah of Daf Zayin. It's because it's a need of the chatzer. If it's due to needs of the chatzer, then we can understand why we should prorate it based on how much ownership we have in the chatzer. The Yad Rama says no, nothing good. The Yad Rama will say our Mishnah and the Mishnah of Daf Zayin never to each other. They're different Mishnahs. The Mishnah of Daf Zayin, yes, the Rashash is right, the Gemara is right. The Mishnah of Daf Zayin is talking about needs of the chatzer. That's not a harchokas nezikin issue because it's the Bnei Rish HaSarabim that are being mazik. They're not paying for anything. The Bnei HaChatzer are not being mazik each other, so what are they paying for? They're paying to repair the Chatzer, to fix up the Chatzer from the problems that it has. That's a need of the Chatzer. But our Mishnah is not the Ramah. Our Mishnah is not talking about just the needs of the Chatzer. Our Mishnah is much more than that. Our Mishnah is a harchokas nezikin concept. Each one of the shutvim moved that kind of a hezek. That should be prorated based on the value that you have in the chatzer. What does one have to do with the other? I can have a certain amount of value in the chatzer. I can have 75% of the chatzer, but the reality is we're being mazik each other equally because it's the same Isser Hezekriah that we're that we're violating. So because the Isser Hezekria is the same, the Hezekria is the same, we should have to divide equally. On Daf Zayin, we're not talking about Harchakas Nezika, they were talking about Tzchus HaShotvin, so therefore, we're not going to divide equally. So the Chiluk, the Nafkamina between these two approaches, Ha'im Govin B'Shove, O Kefi Erech, Bailus Kol Ech. According to the value, the percentage portion that each one has, or do we do it equally? If we assume, like the Ramah, that Hezek Rieshmei Hezek means, that you're being mazik the other individual, and midin harchokas nezikin, there's an obligation to build a kosel, so everything's equal. Because there's an equal Hezek from each one. Because the pshat is, no, harchokas nezikin doesn't apply here. Why not? Hezek Rieshmei Hezek. No, because this is a different kind of Hezek. This is a Hezek that's a long distance Hezek, from my property to your property. That's not really a mazik. So it's not really a mazik. The din of harchokas nezikin wouldn't apply, so what's the chiyav at all? The chiyav is because it still is in need of the chatzin. When the Gemara says, according to that approach, according to the approach of the Rashash, when the Gemara says, Hezek Rieshmei Hezek, doesn't mean you're a mazik. It means it's significant enough that it's in need of the chatzin to take care of it, even if you don't have a technical din mazik. It's in need of the chatzin. Ah, it's in need of the chatzin that each shutuf can demand from the other to take care of it. But because it's only in need of the chatzin, it's not harchokas nezikin, then we will divide appropriately based on the percentage portion that each one owns in the chutz.
Guys, tonight,
10:30
in Reuben Shul, Shimon.